A Long Way Gone by Ishmael B. Ishmael B.'s memoir, A Long Way Gone, Memoirs of a Boy Soldier, is a clear-eyed and haunting first-hand account of a child's abduction into the horrors of the Sierra Leonean Civil War. The narrative begins in 1993, when 12-year-old Ishmael, his older brother Junior, and their friend Taloy leave their home in Mogbomo for a talent show in Matrujong. They carry only backpacks filled with rap cassettes and extra clothes, unaware that they will never return to their childhood as they knew it. While they are away, the Revolutionary United Front, RUF, attacks their village, causing total chaos and separating families. Ishmael visualizes his father running from work and his mother weeping for his little brother, Ibrahim, as the war transforms his peaceful world into a landscape of blood and fire. The boys initially believe the madness will last only a few months, but the reality of the war quickly settles in as they witness refugees passing through with horrific stories of relatives killed and houses burned. At the wharf in Matrujong, they wait for news of their families, but the stream of refugees eventually dries up. They decide to return toward Mogbomo but find the path blocked by scenes of carnage. A man vomiting blood after his family was shot in a van, and a woman carrying her dead baby with a bullet still stuck in the infant's body. Realizing their home is gone, they return to Matrujong, which is soon attacked by rebels while Ishmael is in the middle of cooking okra soup. The boys escape into the bush, beginning a grueling period of displacement and starvation. For weeks, Ishmael, Junior, and four other friends, Taloy, Koloko, Jabrila, and Kalilo, wander between abandoned villages, surviving on raw cassava and stolen food. They are eventually captured by a rebel patrol in the grassland. The rebels, mostly young men wearing looted watches and baseball hats, interrogate an old man before deciding to recruit the boys. Junior is selected in the final pick, but before an initiation killing can take place, gunfire from an unknown source allows the boys to escape into the forest. This moment is the last time Ishmael ever sees his brother. Ishmael eventually finds refuge in the village of Kamater, where he and his friends are appointed as watchmen. They spend 3 months farming cassava, a task Ishmael finds extremely difficult and painful for his soft, town boy, hands. However, the rebels eventually attack Kamater during evening prayers, burning the houses and killing the Imambi, setting him on fire. Ishmael is separated from his remaining friends and forced to wander the forest alone for over a month. During this period of isolation, he survives by eating nameless fruit and finds himself fighting a terrifying herd of wild pigs. His loneliness becomes unbearable, and he fights himself mentally to avoid thinking about the atrocities he has seen. He eventually reunites with six other boys, three of whom he knew from school, Alhaji, Musa, and Kane. This group of seven boys becomes a source of fear for the villagers they encounter, as rumors spread about boy soldiers patrolling in special units. They are nearly drowned by a village chief until Ishmael's rap cassettes are discovered, and a local boy recognizes them from their performances in Matrujong. Later, they reach the Atlantic Ocean, where fishermen capture them and force them to walk barefoot on burning sand, mutilating the soles of their feet. They are saved by a nameless host who treats their wounds with heated grass and feeds them. Their safety is short-lived, and they are soon recaptured by another village. However, the chief is amused by Ishmael's miming of Naughty by Nature and LL Cool J, and he releases them. The group continues toward the village of Yele, but tragedy strikes when Saidu, who had spoken of parts of him, slowly dying, faints and passes away. After burying their friend, the boys encounter Gasimu, a former neighbor from Mogbomo. Gasimu tells Ishmael that his parents and brothers are in the very next village. However, just as they reach the hillside overlooking the village, the army and rebels engage in a firefight. By the time Ishmael enters the village, it is in flames. He finds the house where his family stayed charred and empty. Overcome by a white-hot rage, he attacks Gasimu, blaming him for the delay that cost him his last chance to see his family. Gasimu is soon shot during a rebel raid and dies in Ishmael's arms as they flee deeper into the forest. Ishmael and his friends are eventually captured by the government army and taken to Yele. Initially, life there seems safe, defined by soccer games and chores. Ishmael even discusses Shakespeare with Lieutenant Jabadi. However, the lieutenant soon announces that the village is surrounded and that every strong man and boy must fight or be denied rations. The boys are drafted, their civilian clothes and rap cassettes are burned, and they are given AK-47s. Training involves learning to crawl through bushes and practicing stabbing banana trees while visualizing them as the rebels who killed their families. The first battle is a nightmare of blood and confusion. Ishmael's young friends Josiah and Moose are killed almost immediately, and Ishmael, fueled by drugs and a need for vengeance, begins to kill without hesitation. For the next 2 years, Ishmael becomes a cold-blooded soldier. He becomes addicted to brown cocaine mixed with gunpowder, marijuana, and white capsules that give him endless energy. He participates in raids on villages to capture recruits and supplies, and even wins a contest to see who can slit a prisoner's throat the fastest. He is promoted to junior lieutenant and finds a new family in his squad. In January 1996, Ishmael's life changes when a Yunus F truck arrives at his base. He and 15 other boys are chosen to leave the war, much to their anger and confusion. They are taken to a rehabilitation center in Freetown, where the army and rebel boys immediately engage in a violent brawl that leaves 6 dead. At Benin home, Ishmael and his friends are initially monstrous. They attack the staff, destroy furniture, and refuse to participate in therapy. Ishmael suffers from severe migraines and withdrawal, experiencing vivid flashbacks of slitting throats. The turning point in his rehabilitation is his relationship with Nurse Esther. She wins his trust by giving him a Walkman and a Run DMC cassette. Under her care, he begins to discuss his war experiences and slowly accepts the staff's constant refrain, "It is not your fault." He becomes a spokesperson for the center, speaking at gatherings in Freetown about the resilience of children. During this time, he reunites with his childhood friend Muhammad and his field worker, Leslie, manages to find his uncle Tommy, a carpenter in the city. Ishmael is repatriated to his uncle's home, where he is welcomed by a new family of cousins. He attempts to lead a normal life, going to school and even dating a girl named Zainab, though he remains secretive about his past. In 1996, he is selected to travel to the United Nations in New York City to participate in an international children's parliament. In New York, he is amazed by the snow and the glittering lights of Times Square. He delivers a powerful speech at the UN, arguing that the cycle of revenge must be broken. It is here that he meets Laura Sims, a storyteller who eventually becomes his foster mother. Upon his return to Sierra Leone, the country collapses into further chaos following the May 1997 coup. By the AFRC in Ruth, Freetown becomes a place of lawlessness, and Ishmael witnesses soldiers mowing down student protesters and neighbors being murdered in their homes. When Uncle Tommy falls ill and dies due to the lack of medical care, Ishmael realizes he must flee the country to avoid being forced back into the army. He makes a daring escape to Guinea, bypassing dangerous border checkpoints through bribes and luck. The book concludes with Ishmael at the Sierra Leonean embassy in Conakry. Having escaped the war once and for all, he reflects on a story from his childhood about a hunter and a monkey. In the story, a monkey tells a hunter that if he shoots, his mother will die, and if he doesn't, his father will die. As a child, Ishmael concluded that he would shoot the monkey so that it would never have the chance to put another hunter in such a predicament again. This final reflection serves as a testament to his survival and his commitment to ending the cycle of violence that robbed him of his childhood. This summary is for educational purposes only.